I'm Alex Chadwick. This is Day to Day. Many Americans are eligible for hundreds, even thousands of dollars in tax breaks that they don't get because it's too hard to understand the IRS forms. Joining us from the Marketplace News Bureau in Washington is Marketplace's John Dimsdale. John, what's this about tax forms being confusing?
I know, a little hard to believe, isn't it, that some people actually have a tough time understanding their taxes and figuring out how much they owe? In fact, the National Taxpayer Advocate at the IRS, yes, there is such a person, and her name is Nina Olson, says the tax code's mortgage and medical deductions and the incentives for savings are so overwhelmingly complex, many taxpayers don't even get the reductions they're entitled to. Olson's annual report tells Congress taxpayers only respond to tax incentives if they know they exist and if they understand them. Ms. Olson notes that the tax code is a million words long, and even the experts at the IRS have a hard time understanding it, which creates an enormous administrative burden just trying to make sure everyone is complying.
The tax advocate is actually saying you have to print these tax guidelines out in clear enough language that people can take advantage of them. Well, that's an interesting observation. Well, does she have any recommendations for fixing the tax code?
She does, although, you know, making taxes simpler and more clear is easier said than done. This morass we've got is the result of decades of special interests lobbying for breaks and incentives for, mostly desirable things. The mortgage interest deduction, for example, that encourages home ownership. But the minute you start toying with it, realtors, construction companies cry foul and they start lobbying for it. Making health care insurance premiums more affordable using taxes, that's certainly a worthy goal. But that adds lots of small print to the code to explain just what is and is not eligible for tax breaks. So that's the challenge facing the president's commission to reform the tax code. By July, they've got to come up with recommendations for streamlining taxes that will be palatable to all the special interests that want the tax burden to fall anywhere but on them.
Right. Any other problems highlighted by this taxpayer advocate?
Well, number two on the list is the growing reach of the so-called alternative minimum tax. The AMT was established to stop a few wealthy taxpayers from using so many tax shelters that they paid no taxes at all. But this alternative way of basically increasing tax rates now snags more than 2 million, mostly middle-class taxpayers every year, and will hit 35 million by 2010. But ending the AMT is costly, since it brings in hundreds of billions of dollars in revenue every year. Tax reform, it's always given close scrutiny here in the Marketplace newsroom. Later today on our show, we'll find out how some companies are eagerly looking to hire new employees from the ranks of the few and the proud, the veterans.
John Dimsdale of Public Radio's Daily Business Show Marketplace. Thank you, John, joining us from Marketplace, produced by American Public Media.